Welcome to Breaking the Entrepreneur Burnout Cycle, your go-to resource helping service-based entrepreneurs break free from burnout. Each week, you'll learn how to identify and eliminate subconscious habits so that you can create a thriving business with greater income, greater impact, and the freedom to live life to the fullest while having your time, energy, and health. This is Breaking the Entrepreneur Burnout Cycle. Hey everyone, welcome in to another episode on Breaking the Entrepreneur Burnout Cycle podcast. Now you might notice I'm a little bit under the weather for this episode, but not to worry, you don't have to put up with this for the entire episode. I've actually pre-recorded something that I think that each and every one of you will thoroughly enjoy because I'm talking all about the biggest lesson that school never taught us when it comes to our approach to success and achieving success in the goals that we set for ourselves. And I'm talking about how us not learning this lesson is actually contributing a significant amount to the level of burnout that we are seeing in service-based entrepreneurs. And so I hope that you guys enjoy it, and I will see you guys at the end of the episode.
My question to you to start this episode is, how's it going? Have you hit some of the goals that you had set out for during this quarter? And how have you been as far as like not just in business, but in life in general? And the reason I ask this is because, you know, I took this week and a half to really just soak everything in. So I had, you know, client calls on Monday, and then it was pretty much no business at all except the creation part where I would journal while I was on the beach, or I would have a cup of coffee and write down some of the things that I was just grateful for and write down just the ideas that I want to bring to the podcast and to help more of you have both a thriving business and a thriving life. Because I know if you're anything like me and the clients that I serve, then you're very goal oriented, you're very like driven, and you're a high achiever. Like, you literally set goals and you crush them, and then you're on to the next thing. Am I right? And while this is such an amazing, you know, gift to have, and it's such an amazing quality about you, at the same time, how many of you guys out there also struggle with this in the sense of, yes, you're driven, yes, you're ambitious, and you have all of these big dreams and these big goals, and you have an amazing work ethic as well. And yet, the downfall of that is we sometimes get caught up in that, in the work ethic, in the doing, that we forget to be present. And this could be either you aren't scheduling, you know, time with family or friends because you just have too much on the plate. Or it could look like where you are going to these things and yet you're not fully present because your mind is being occupied from the to-do lists, all the things you have to get done in order to move the needle forward to where you want to go, right? And does this sound familiar? And if it does, I want you to know, first off, like, no judgment here. This is something that early on in entrepreneurship, in my cookie business, this is what I lost sight of. This is what I forgot to do, was to be present, to enjoy the journey. And I delayed my gratification. Just like I did during school, just like I did during sports, I delayed my gratification to enjoy the people around me, to enjoy things, because I didn't realize at the time, but I had a subconscious story, and you might be having this too, but I had a subconscious story that I can't celebrate until I have achieved my goals, right? Or in put another way, it might sound like once I have fill in the blank, once I have whatever goal you set, then I can travel, then I can enjoy more girls' nights, then I can do all these things. And I want you to know that it's not your fault that you view success and the path to success in this demeanor, because this is how we learned it. This is how we've been indoctrinated in it, is, right, it like we see in athletics, we see in schooling, all of this work hard, have good discipline, have a good work ethic, and then you'll achieve your goals. And I know in entrepreneurship, it doesn't work that way, where the level at which you work in your business does not equal the amount of dollars that you see come into your bank account. Entrepreneurship is one of those things where it will completely turn everything that you know upside down, on its head. And it goes against everything that we've learned will get us success. And that is the one thing that I think so many people get so frustrated with in their businesses. And it's why so many businesses fail within the first, you know, what is it that they say that I think 50%, maybe even higher, amount of businesses fail within their first 3 to 5 years. And I think one of the biggest reasons this happens is because people start burning out when they're not seeing that the hard work is paying off, or they're not seeing the fruits of their labor. And it's because business, your success in business, does not correlate with the level or the amount of time that you spend in your business. And yet, our brains have learned our entire lives that to achieve success, you've got to work hard. And then when business and entrepreneurship comes and flips that on its head, well, it can be very confusing, because what we know now becomes this box that we live in that we're trying to break out of to get results that we've never had. And so this is what I wanted to talk about today, is this challenge that I have for you to enjoy the journey and to remember why you started your business in the first place. Because the number one thing that I hear from all of my clients when they first start out is they want financial freedom. They want time freedom. They want to be their own boss. They want to call the shots. They want the freedom to not be told what to do. And I love that. I love that they want freedom, because when you come from school and corporate, where every dream or every idea that you have, you know, there's a reason why it won't work, entrepreneurship gives you that vessel, gives you that ability to dream outside the box, to color outside the box, to defy all rules and show people what's possible. And that's what I love about entrepreneurship. But the problem that I see happen to so many people, and that I'm speaking from my own experience, is that we bring the knowledge that we gained in school and in sports and at home growing up of what it takes to be successful, and we try to replicate that in a business, and it just doesn't work that way, because what it ends up doing is it actually ends up where so many people create a man-made prison in a sense, where it just becomes another job, another job, where you don't have that freedom. And it's worse because now you're not able to just clock in and clock out, but now you wear all the hats. And no one's telling you how to delegate your time, and no one's telling you these things. And so at the beginning, if we're approaching success the same way that we were when we were an employee and we're expecting different results, well, guess what? It doesn't happen that way. And so this is where I see so many people kind of get sucked into the black hole, so to speak, of entrepreneurship and end up burning out as business owners. And like I said, I'm speaking from my own experience, and this is the exact thing that happened for me in my cookie business and at the beginning of my coaching business, because it was the lesson that I had to learn, and it was why I kept going through the same problems until I was finally able to listen and realize that success does not come from how much time and effort you put into your business. Because if it did, you all would be there. Because I know for a fact that if you're anything like me and the clients I serve, you have an amazing work ethic. And I'm sure people compliment on it all the time. And so if it came down to your business will be successful depending on how much blood, sweat, and tears you put into it, then you'd already be where you wanted to be. And I know that you're probably nodding your head, agreeing that you're putting in all the work, you're doing all the right things, and maybe you aren't seeing the results that you want to see. And trust me, I know how frustrating that can feel, where then your brain starts to tell you all the stories about, maybe I'm not cut out for this, maybe entrepreneurship wasn't in the cards for me, maybe having that level of income isn't for me. And I know that because this is everything that went through my mind in these moments where I was literally burning out again in my business, trying to get to what I saw behind my eyes, and yet I wasn't seeing the results. And I saw that happen again early on in my coaching business, and it was because I always will say this: the universe always gives you either what you want, or it will give you the lesson that you need to learn. And for me, this was the lesson that I needed to learn. And it was that success is not equivalent to the level at which you work hard. And it's not equivalent to the amount of time that you put in. Sure, those are things that benefit you. And at the same time, success actually comes from the level at which you believe in yourself. And I learned that the hard way. And I learned that because I had changed what I did, right? I went from PT to entrepreneurship, and I had changed what I did, thinking that it was corporate, and that's the reason I burnt out, because of the high demands and the ungodly productivity standards and all of those things. And I blamed those things for my burnout, not realizing that it was also attributed to how I was doing things, right? What I was giving my time, my energy to, because it was what I believed would give me success. And it had all the way up until this point. And that's why I say entrepreneurship will take everything that you know about success, about hard work, about all of these things, and it will flip it on its head, because it goes against everything that we've learned, and it goes against all of common sense that if you work hard, you will get what you want. because business doesn't work like that. It's about learning to unlearn all of the things that you had learned up until this point so that you can do things differently and you can believe in different things and ultimately receive different results. And there's a quote by Einstein that says, "It's insanity to do things the same way and expect different results." And so if you want different results, you've got to be willing to do things differently. And part of that comes down to seeing that success is not from doing, but it's from embodying who you need to be in order to operate from that next level so that you can create something that has never been created before. That is entrepreneurship. It's you see a problem and you see a better way of doing things. And so you are creating something that is different from the norm. It's different from the status quo. And so the result of it is you need to embody a different being, different beliefs, in order to change the decisions and actions that you partake in so that you can get the different results. And this is the lesson that I had to burn out for the second time to learn. And I don't want that for you, because I know that you are creating this business so that you do not burn out in a corporate job. And I know you're creating this business because you see a better way of doing things, because you see a way of serving the people you feel called to serve in a better way, in a more efficient way. And that's why you created this in the first place. And I also know that you probably created this so that you can have more time to fill your cup, so that you can pour into others in a way that you know you do best when you are at your best. And that's why you left the traditional model to create something different in entrepreneurship, where you have that flexibility and that freedom to do more of what brings you joy, to do more of what lights you up. And that's the thing. Entrepreneurship should be fun. And it, sure, are there overwhelming times? Absolutely. But it should be fun. And it's not true freedom if you're not having the practice of enjoying it, of being present for it. And that was a big game changer for me when I made and scheduled time to play, to do the things that brought me joy, to create, to bake when I wanted to celebrate wins in my business. That's when the floodgates opened, when all 12 of my clients in my first year of business came through the doors, was when I let go of this belief that I will only be successful if I torture myself, in a sense, if I work my ass off. All of these stories that I held that had served me at one point, but wasn't serving me here. Because what I learned in these moments when I was able to see that everything will work out, but you have to be willing to allow it to come in, to enjoy it as you're doing it, that shifted the energy at which I showed up in my business, and it allowed me to show up as the best version of myself, where, right, instead of like, oh my God, I have so much to do, I showed up as, I'm so excited because I'm going to do this one thing today that's going to help more physical therapists, OTs, speech therapists who are starting their businesses, but who have similar stories that are keeping them stuck. And that energy was different. And whether or not you agree, there is the law of attraction. The energy at which you show up in your business is the things and the opportunities and the energy you're going to attract back into your business. And so if we're approaching things from this, like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so stressed out, there's so much to do, right? Just like how we approached it when we were in our corporate job. Well, guess what? You're going to still have the same things, not only because you're attracting that based off the law of attraction, but also because the way at which you're seeing things of what you need to do versus what you actually need to do in your business, it changes, right? If you're going in overwhelmed, then there's a subconscious story there that you won't be successful if you don't do all these things. And so it creates that pressure on yourself to get everything done because there's a fear there. There's a subconscious fear there that if you don't, then you're going to fail. Then you're not going to see the results that you want to see. And it's because that's how you've learned it this entire time. But when you're operating from that level of fear and from that pressure, you actually inhibit your ability to see results that you want to see because it creates the energy of which you're creating content, the energy of which you're showing up on sales calls. It alters everything that you're doing within your business, and whether or not you realize it, people can sense that. Subconsciously, people can sense that, and it creates self-sabotage without you even realizing it. And so my challenge to you is to really let this story go that success is equivalent to the effort and the time that you put in, because it isn't. It isn't. And when you can be grounded in the knowledge that I am capable, that this is happening, in the believability, in a 10 out of 10, watch what happens. Not only do you let go of this fear, right? Because the fear is happening because there's an unwanted outcome, which in this case is failure, that your brain is projecting will happen if you don't do it all. But when you can let that go and operate from the knowing that your success is inevitable, that it's just a matter of time, then you operate from a freer energy, right? You operate from your higher self, which attracts the right people. It attracts the opportunities. And you've probably had an experience like that where maybe it was in dating or whatever situation in life where you didn't try so hard and things just kind of fell into your lap. And I remember a situation similar where I remember I was looking and looking and looking for my soulmate, and I was trying so hard, right? Trying to do and control. But the minute I let go of control, that's when my husband walked through the door. And the same happens in business, where when you are just focusing on who you're being, how you're feeling, are you having fun and enjoying building your business? Guess what? It's crazy, but the right people come into your life. And I can speak for that even in my business, where once I let go of trying to white knuckle everything and try to do all the things because I believed that doing more was going to get me more, once I let go of that, boom, 4 new clients through the door. And the same gets to be true for you, but you've got to be willing to let go of control, to let go of this notion and the story that success comes from hard work. And so if you want to get rid of this, if you want to eliminate this story so that you can stop white knuckling your way through life, stop white knuckling your way through business, and stop feeling like you're burning out, then I want you to shoot me a message. You can find me on Instagram. You can type my name in, Dr. Rihanna Mulcahy, and you can find me on Instagram and shoot me a message, because, look, I don't want you to burn out in your business, because I know that you started this for a reason. And it's about learning how to take action, but not take life so seriously. To take action, but still enjoy the moments and enjoy the journey, knowing that your success is inevitable. And so that's my challenge to you. And if you found this helpful, I would greatly appreciate it if you left a review, either on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And I just want you all to know that everything that you see behind your eyes is possible. It just requires a different set of thinking, and it requires unlearning many of the things that we learned up until this point. And so if you're ready for that, I'm ready to hear from you. So thank you so much. I will see you guys, not literally, but I will see you guys on next week's episode. And until then, bye for now.